We are in Resh Pei Vav, that's a few tests. We're coming to the end of the primary simin. I shouldn't call it primary, but most of the shilas that come up are shilas on which rooms need a mezuzah. And we come to the end of Resh Pei Vav. Still a bit to go about how mezuzah is written, on which side of the door it goes, what's called the entrance, etc. But as I said, most of the shilas have to do with this simin. A Sifyut Tes, the difficult thing about Sifyut Tes is getting a clear idea of what the Chiddush of Sifyut Tes is. Let's see. Aruba Shebein Bayis La'aliyah. And Aruba is an island in the Caribbean. And Aruba is a skylight. In this case, it's not a skylight that goes to the sky, but it's from one floor to the next. So you have here one floor, you have a floor upstairs, you cut out a rectangular hole in the ceiling, and you put a staircase. And that's how staircases are made. That's how you go to the staircase upstairs. So you have an aruba, a skylight, or an opening, between the proper floor of the house and the attic floor. You go up with a ladder, it could be a staircase, a ladder, no difference. Now here's where it gets complicated. They make around the sulam, around the ladder, a wall, a heck of mechitzas. Sometimes downstairs, sometimes upstairs. Now, what does this mean? This means a typical staircase. You go to the hall here, you go into the staircase. This staircase is really nothing more than it leads to an aruba. The aruba is over this sink, right above it. There's a hole. And you got to go to the beginning of the staircase. You walk up the staircase and you get there. Now, there's a door to the staircase. There's a doorway to get into the staircase area. That doorway doesn't lead to a room. It leads to a staircase. The shaila is, a doorway that leads to a staircase, is that sabdi that's chayiv in mezuzah?
What's the problem? Sometimes they have it on the bottom.
Sometimes downstairs, sometimes upstairs. It is that way. Over here you have it downstairs, you don't have it upstairs. You go up these steps. Upstairs there's not tzuras ha-pesach at the top of the steps. So it means it doesn't matter if it's upstairs, if it's downstairs, you have a doorway. The ladies' section is the reverse, right? You have it on the way up, there's none, and when you get onto the top, there's a doorway. So I think it has something to do with the fire code in our case. I think the fire code in a public building is that the stairwell has to have a door when it opens into a assemblage place. So God forbid there's a fire, you can close the door and get saved some time. So, where you have a staircase, it's chayiv, whether on bottom or on top.
We have the
tzuras ha-pesach, whether on bottom or on top, it's chayiv. And if you have both, it's chayiv too. That means even though there's no room in between, you have a doorway that leads to a staircase, and on top of the staircase another doorway. So this staircase only leads to this doorway only leads to a staircase. It's chayiv anyhow.
Which side should it
need it on?
So what?
Which side should it need it on? Because it's really leading to another.
I will talk about which side, but first, why is it chayiv? It's like a beishar. A beishar is an entranceway. It doesn't need a dalit al dalit. Here also, it's a beishar. It's just a beishar with a staircase, and it leads upstairs. So Mimela, it doesn't sound like it's such a gigantic chiddush. A beishar is chayiv in a mezuzah. So the beishar is a staircase. It's also chayiv. It doesn't need dalet al dalet. That's really what it says here. And Batsem, it doesn't sound like such a big chiddush. Probably the chiddush is this. The chiddush is that if it has no doorway, it's potter. If you have a hole. Some attics have just a hole in the ceiling with a ladder. You go up the ladder, and you come upstairs, and you walk in. So where would you put a mezuzah?
On the floor.
On the floor. The question is, if you have an opening that's flat on the floor, does that need a mezuzah? Many stores have on the street side these gates that open up, and you go down. Now, assuming when you get down, there's no Suras HaPesach, the wall on the right is just smooth. The question is, does a flat lying doorway does not need a mezuzah flat on the floor? Does it need a mezuzah? So the Nadi Yehuda in the Tshuva, in Tinyana Kufpei Dalit, Nadi Yehuda brings a very geshmak, a raya, that it does not need a mezuzah. Now one raya is from here. It says that Ruba is chayim mezuzah if it has a Suras HaPesach on top and on bottom. That means the cutout hole doesn't need a mezuzah. So he brings a raya from a Rashi in Chumash. It says actually Gemara. It says where in the beginning of Mishpatim, by an eved, it says when the eved says lo yetzei chafshi, he wants to stay. So you drill his ear. Where do you drill his ear? V'gishai el adelas ala mezuzah. You drill it. What? So make up your mind. You drill his ear into the deles, which is the door, or into the mezuzah, which is the doorpost. So I believe Rashi brings from Kedushin Chaf Beis or so that really you drill his ear into the door. Just you would think, okay, I'll take the door off the doorpost, lay it flat, let the poor guy at least do surgery on him lying flat. So you say no. Eladelas ha-mezuzah, ma-adelas ma-mezuzah ma'umid. The doorpost means it's standing. Afadelas ma'umad. So you actually drill it into the delas, but the delas has to be ma'umid. Ma-mezuzah ma'umid. Afadelas ma'umid. So therefore, the definition of a mezuzah of a doorpost is a mezuzah. I mean, it's standing. So if it's lying flat, it's not a mezuzah. So it's very nice rabbi.
Let's say those in front of the store, sometimes they're up at an angle. So at what point?
So the question is, what about if it's at an angle? What about if it's at an angle? So I think there's a tshuva in the Michas Elazar. It brings the idea of Yehuda. So the Yehuda brings one raya from Chumash, I'll bring a different raya from Chumash. That even at an angle, it's chayiv a mezuzah. The raya is from last week's parasha, no, 2 weeks ago's parasha. Parshas Vayetze. It says in Yosef's dream, "Vihine sula mutzav arza." Mutzav means standing. There was a standing ladder, but was it really standing? Rashi says that its feet were in Beisel, its center point was over Yerushalayim, and its roish was in Shemayim. That means it was at an angle. So the Michas Elazar, you see, even if it's at an angle, it's called mutzav. It's called standing. Nice, right? So you see, standing is lav dafka, standing exactly in a vertical position, but it could be at an angle also. Like the raya? What? From a word, well the view this raya is clear. They view this raya from a halacha, right? But the salazar, it's a tight word raya. The mutzav could mean at an angle. Just tell me held that way up his far in the first place.
So that's also Rashi's view. The Rashi says it should be straight up. Straight. So even if it's an angle, it's considered straight.
Yeah, even an angle is considered straight. What angle? So I think he says it's Vistavra, a 45-degree angle is considered straight, and that's good. This actually has to do with Tzuras HaPesach as well. When you have a Tzuras HaPesach, and the Tzuras HaPesach is leaning, whether it's good. So I think Rabbi Ida quotes Rabbi Aaron Cutler as saying up to 45 degrees is kosher. But we try to make the mezuzah standing. Whenever we put up an Erev, we try to make it standing. It comes up sometimes, they knock a post into a tree, but the tree itself is not a perfectly straight tree. On the bottom, it comes out. So very often, it's a warp type of wood, piece of wood, and something of a shiloh exactly, which way is kosher. But Lemaisa, they say B'Shem Rav Ira that he held that it was kosher up to 45 degrees. If it's a single piece of wood, not if it's two pieces. All right, so...
Before you put it out, based on Merfas, because it was not Adidas Arai, was not Adidas Kobot. This is not Adidas Kobot either.
So it's interesting. A staircase is not Adidas Kobot. You don't sit there and eat there or drink there. It's true. So it comes back to what I said when we introduced the whole thing, what the Gedder Beishar is. If you go with the Rambam Shita, that the Gomer of Avah mentioned, the Beishar is chayed not because of itself, but because of its destination. So the Beishar is chayiv because it's a door to get to the upstairs room. So the dearest covet has to be the upstairs room and lav dafka the Beishar. That's the Rambam's explanation. It's machlokes to Rav and the Rosh, but we've been going with that explanation throughout. So at least for now, we'll stick with it.
So those doors which have outside, they have a door going, especially going down to the basement, for example, and some of them have a door at an angle. So
you mean the gate, the flat gate, the gate? You mean the gate that pulls up? Is that what you mean? Yeah.
The door that pulls up. So if it's less than 45 degrees, doesn't it?
I think so, yes. Sometimes when you get down, some of them are on the right side of the building, some on the left side. So the ones on the right side of the building, when you go down, there's no tzuras ha-pesach, the wall is just continuous because it's the right side of the building. So you have the side of
the
building.
The door is
the angled door is not a mechayev. But the angled entranceway is not a mechayev because it's more flat than it's perpendicular. Right. Yeah, it would be, yeah. And on the left side of a building, when you go down those steps, on the right side, the wall turns. So you have really, at least on the right side, you have a mezuzah. Depends on top. It's usually the beginning of a building. Usually at the same spot, you have on top and on the side, a turn of the wall and a turn of the ceiling, which would be a mechayiv in and of itself, without the outside gate. So then it could be that it would be chayiv. Rechai Knievsky in his notes on this, his Mishnah Brura on this simin, talks about if somebody has a temporary ladder over in such a hole. Somebody has a Tzos HaPesach with everything, but it's instead of being a permanent ladder, it's a temporary ladder. So Reb Chaim writes that it would be Potter. Based on one of the so-called brises in Masech Tesefrim, that if it's a temporary ladder, it's chayiv. He's matzmiya that the Biron Beis Yosef doesn't bring it. Nobody brings it. Truth is, nobody brings Masech Tesefrim except for Chai Knievsky. It was something that apparently they didn't use much. Masech Tesefrim, even though it's called Masechta, is not Tanoim. It's not Amiroim. The Masechtas Ketanis were written later during the period of the Gaonim. And sometimes it quotes Tanoim or Amiroim, that Duam Pi Hashmua in that generation, but it itself is written later. And
is it extant today?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's in back in the Shas Gemara, it's in back of Avodah Zarah. Sechta Avodah Zarah. Chai Knievsky wrote a Pirish on these small Masechtas. So, but even if the fact that Masechta Sefer is not used that much, but bottom line, his Svara is that something temporary doesn't really count for chiyuvei to be called tashmishei tadir. What?
They have folding ladders.
Yes, some of them have pull down folding ladders. It's interesting. It's permanently attached, but not permanently set up. Yeah, the truth is they rarely have it Tzuras HaPesach. Usually you just pull it down. If we have it Tzuras HaPesach, it would be Nichlal in this Shabbat.
So, if you have a real Tzuras HaPesach there, because the ladder is temporary, you say,
yeah, the access.
The utility.
I'll tell you where this is important. The Shiloh about an elevator, as you know, the elevator belongs in this sif. It's the same thing. You have a hole in the upstairs, and you have a way of getting up, just instead of a staircase, you got a box on the rope that goes up and goes down. So there are a long list of opinions on the status of an elevator. Some say it's chayiv mezuzah. To me, it's the pashup shat. Why should an elevator be different? Okay, good. 1 second. So they talk about whether the elevator is chayiv b'chlal or pata b'chlal, and then in terms of life, it's chayiv. What's chayiv? Is it each floor its doorway needs, or is it the box that you can put a mezuzah on? As the box moves around, it's a portable box with a mezuzah. So this is something of a tumult. Really, the question to me is what's the posh of shah? The pashtus is that it should be chayiv. It's a regular doorway, so instead of a staircase, you have a box. It's hard to see why a box should be any different than a staircase. My nafkamina. Unless you go like Reb Chaim Knievsky's idea that if it's not a permanent thing, it's not permanent, a temporary ladder wouldn't count, so you look at the box, it's not permanent somehow.
But it's permanent. The ladder that comes down from the attic, that's not permanent. It's only going to come down when you go into the attic.
The box, most of the time, there's nothing there. I tell you, the pointer here is of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman writes that the door that leads to the elevator shaft, most of the time, it leads to a pit. Most of the time, there's no box there. If you go through the door, you'd fall down the ground. You know, they lock the door so you can't go through. But most of the time, it's not chayiv in anything. So, that sounds like Rechai Kanievsky's idea that if it's a temporary ladder, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Did he write on this?
Who? Did he mention elevator? I don't. I'm sure he did, but I don't know where. Okay. But I think the majority Paiskim would be Mechayiv. Because Yitzchak is Mechayiv. Most of the Paiskim, nobody mentions this idea, it leads to a hole. They talk about a Cheder Denaidi, a moving Cheder, is a Chayiv in the Zuzah. We had, the week that I had a substitute here, at Sifyun Aleph, a Svina, a boat, is Patim in the Zuzah. Now, a mobile home or a boat or a bus. Yeah. So these things, why are they potter mizuzah? Have you learned because they're moving, they're potter? So be a raya, maybe be a raya to an elevator. But that's not the reason that we gave. The reason that's given by the Rishonim is because people don't live in buses and boats. It's not a makom dira. It's not a place people live. In Achinami, if a person has a mobile home in which he lives for extended periods, or somebody has a boat in which he lives, so then it'd be chayiv mizuzah. Just the fact that it's 90, it's hard to understand that it shouldn't count. They bring the expression, oil zaruk lav shmei oil. Oil zaruk lav shmei oil. We talked about it when we learned Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. Oil zaruk, in the Gemara's case, Gemara talks about a person who's in a box. Let's say a kohen goes into a box, and they're carrying him. He wants to go into a cemetery. I don't mean a coffin, I mean a box of live people. And they want to carry him in. So if he's in his own oihel, tumma doesn't go in. If you're in your own box, then it doesn't go in. It says the machlokes in the Gemara, in Erevin, if oil zaruk shmei oil, or arug zaruk lav shmei oil. It's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba had a pasuk, and it's a suffix ledina, in Hilchos Tumah. If a movable oil is considered an oil, I mentioned to you then that a kohen being on an airplane with a mace, there's a mace on the airplane, and a kohen is on the airplane. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva if a kohen can go on. If oil zarek lashmei oil, if a moving oil is not an oil, so what's the problem? He's sitting in one place. The mace is not directly under him. Odds are the mace is somewhere else. So if oil zaruk lav shmei oil, so the kohen could be on an airplane together with a mace. Where Moshe writes that that's all fine and well if the kohen gets on when it's moving. That's where Moshe's line. He says, okay, you have a heter. If you get on when it's moving, get off when it's moving. Not he is moving. The plane has to be moving. Where's he going to stay? No, but as soon as he walks into the plane, if the mace is there, then it's oil now, and this may be turned to the whole airplane. So now he's stuck. If he walks right over the mace, it'll be a problem. If that would be an eitzah, I guess we could find an eitzah to store the mace in. He says something else. He says that kol abakabel tomei ain't a chaytus neyatoma. That even if, it's something else. The Shaila was, the downstairs should be chaitzitz for the upstairs. He says, it's a metal keli, it's not chaitzitz from downstairs to upstairs. But still, the idea of oil zaruk would be a heter if you would have such a thing. But my point is, I don't think oil zaruk has anything to do with the elevator. It's not oil zaruk in the normal sense. It's not going all over the place, going up and down. And it's, anyway, it's a machlaik, it's in the past 11.
Again, so why is not the box there?
That's right, and when the elevator stops, it should be chayim. Well, that tithing, that it's only chayim when it stops, it's not a kavua de katashmish. That's what I think from Nosing Gestatin, the tithing is in his tshuva.
Then why is it not on the box then? So why do they put it on the doorway?
You know, the box isn't chayim, the doorway is chayim. When you use it, it's one wide doorway. I don't see why draw a distinction. What you're saying is, even if the moving one is potter, the standing one should be chayiv. That's what you're saying. Okay, I hear. But, what? Well, the Shulchan Aruch says Sfinas potter, back in Sifyut Aleph. But if you live there, I would think it's chayiv. Living there, I don't know, 30 days, certainly living there.
What about Chol Moed? You have, I've seen, RVs for like,
just the Chol Moed.
Family trip on Chol Moed.
So any rented, even a rented house, less than 30 days is potter, certainly a rented RV.
What if I rented in Eretz Yisrael?
And if you rented in Eretz Yisrael, okay. Quite a good question. What? So it's funny, on the first floor, Derek Kinesis is the right side going in. On the other floors, Derek Kinesis is the right side going out. Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Everyone was sitting there. Why this side? Why that side?
Very good.
But the guy did what he was told.
Okay, that's very, very good idea. Okay. All right, Sifcha. Sifcha.
I don't know, they told me to put it on this side.
Sifchaf. Like, this is a Gemara, and it's one of those Gemaras where the Rishayim have different pictures of what it's talking about. If you read the Mechaber, you'll see why. Pesach Shachayre Yadeles. What is that? A doorway in back of the door. If yesh lo pitzim, if it has a doorpost, tefach chayiv b'mezuzah. Sifchaf or sifyutes? You talking about sifchaf? Sifchaf. Well, I don't know the case yet. What's pesach shachayiv yadel? What does it mean? Let me first. Yeah, I understand how you're teaching, but let's learn the way the Rishonim teach this. You're learning it's two doors and one follows the other. It's not how Rashi teaches it. All right, there are three teach possible cases for this. Pesach Chayre Adeles is a Rashi. The way the Mordechai says Pshat in the Rashi, that's number one. The Mordechai has a Kasha. Then this Pshat number two is the Ran. And Pshat number three is the Taz's Pshat in Loi Rashi. So we're going to have three cases. Now, for you and I, we're not going to decide who's right, what the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch mean, but all three cases, we have to know halacha l'maaseh. Now, this is talking by two doorways at the corner of a building or the corner of a room. You have a corner, and there's one, let's say, the example they pick is Tzvaitis Maravis, for some reason. The northwest corner of the room. So in this building, northwest is this corner. So just imagine you have the doors that exist. Imagine that's the corner. Now here we have another door that goes into the closet. So if you look here, you have doors here and doors here. Now in this case, the space between the two doors is more than a tefach, so there's nothing to talk about. Let's imagine for a moment that the closet door was all the way smack against the exit door. So you have one door that exits to the north, and one door that exits to the west. Now, in this case, the door that exits to the west goes into a tiny closet, so we're not going to talk about closet issues. Let's say it goes outside. So you have here two doors, one that way and one this way. So we're saying if the post between them is more than a tefach, then each one has its own fiyum mezuzah. That's easy. If the post between them is less than a tefach, then one mezuzah is enough. Let me finish. What does it mean one mezuzah is enough? So the way the Pashup Shad and Rashi is, this door that enters into this room has a mezuzah on the right side coming in. That's the way it is. The door on the northern side, when you enter, it's got a door. Now where is that mezuzah? It's on that corner post. That is enough for the western wall as well. The western door, despite the fact that coming in, it's on its left, the double pillar. That's what the Mordechai asks. Again, coming in from that northern door, the mezuzah is on the right, the way Taka is. Now, if that post would be less than a tefach, be another door coming in the western wall. That mezuzah is enough for the other doorway. Why? Because it's all one big doorway. Dr. Mordechai, but what do you mean? To the western entrance, it's on its left, not on its right. How's it kosher? So the answer that's given to Rashi is, who says it has to be on the right? The Torah says the mezuzah has to be derech biyascha, on the right side coming in. It is on the right side coming in. Now for that entranceway, it's the left. But it's already a kosher mezuzah. It's already on the right side coming in. So it works for the other doorway as well. It works, if it's a mezuzah, it's derech biyascha, it works for the other way as well.
West.
That's a good question. Because then it would be Chiddush. The Chiddush is this way.
But then that means you still have one large door consisting of two halves.
Well, yeah, I understand. So actually, if you look in the Taz, he brings all the Pshatim. He starts by bringing Rashi, Taz Yud Aleph, B'tur Kasa Perish Rashi, B'zeh Kagan Sheesh B'miktsaya Abayis, Pitzim Kavua, on the corner of the house, there's a set doorpost, and two entrances, and on the northern door, there's a mezuzah. When you open the door in, it's sort of a chayre adelas for the western doorway. If it's more than a tefach wide, it needs a new mezuzah. It's like it's in its the cavity of the entranceway. How do you know that it could work in that way where it's not on the right side? Pirushoran. So this is the second shot. Pitzim sham shu yamin lezeh un lezeh. So he's saying what you're saying, that it doesn't mean the mezuzah is on the northern door. It means the mezuzah is on the western door. And now it's the right side to everything. The Taz explains. That's the kasha that you were asking. That if you go with Rashi's pshat, the mezuzah is on your left side, because it's on the second side. So therefore, they learn the more pashut away. That you have this L-shaped two entrance ways. It's on the right side of the western wall. And it works for both. And what's the chiddush? That even though they're L-shaped, it still works. Yeah, that's the chiddush.
So there's one hole in the wall here. One big hole in the wall.
One big hole. You can look at it that way. One big hole in the wall.
Why is it only...
Where does it have to be in the corner? Why can't it be on one side...
Oh, so that's going to be Sifchaf Aleph. We're going to talk about that. You're right. But the Gemara's case, Chare Adelas, means when you open one door, you have it in the back of the door, which means that they're perpendicular to each other.
Why should it be only one Tefach? Why shouldn't it be three?
The question is, why the shear is one Tefach as opposed to three Tefachim? I'm not sure. It has nothing to do with love, because it's not airspace. I guess it's a post. What? The right side of the northern door, the right side, right, is the right side of both. Because you come in here, you come in there, so when you walk in, if the mezuzah is on the right side of that closet door, right side coming in, not going into the closet. Coming from outside, so it's on the rightmost door, in the rightmost part of the opening. If you just picture the whole double opening, it's on the right side, right. You have a corner opening. This is one door. This is another door. The mezuzah is here, so it's on the right side of everything. The right side of everything is connected. Well, I'll talk about Sifchaf Aleph. Now we're talking a corner of a building. We're talking now in the corner. We'll talk about what you're saying in Sifchaf Aleph. It's the right side of everything. Well, from this, when you're having the right side of the northern door, when you're entering the western door, it's on your left. When you're coming into the room.
If you
right? Then it's smack in the middle if it's one big doorway. It's smack in the middle. So it's the right side of the northern doorway, that's fine. But if you look at the western doorway by itself, it's on the left side. If you look as big, then it's the middle, which certainly shouldn't be.
If you're looking at the western door by itself, then even if it's on the right side of the western door, then it's not on the
right. Okay. But they can't pass the northern door. The northern door has a normal.
No one can.
What the Taz says to answer Rashi is that the case is not the way they got it right, that it's on the corner post, but they got the case wrong. The case is that that door, the northern door, is taka used to come in, but the western door is used to go out, like this door, right? This door is not used to come in. Our door in this room, the northern door is made to come into the room, and the western door is made to go this way. It needs one on its right side. So now it's very geschmack. Now it's a chiddush. One is going in, one's going out. But since it's a quarter pizza, one is enough. Like the waiter's door or a supermarket, in and out, right? They have indoors and outdoors. Now, the truth is, I have exactly this tzior in my house, and I talk about one mezuzah. And remember, my house, when you walk in, you have a living room, dining room. Well, my kids say, we don't have a living room, we only have a dining room. But whatever that room is, you have a dining room, and you go from the dining room into the kitchen. On the right side, as you enter into the kitchen, the wall turns. When that wall turns, if we want to go to the basement, that's also a doorway to go down. So that when I put the mezuzah on the right side of the dining room going into the kitchen, that is on the exact same post. It's just not on this, it's just on the halal pesach of the living room into the kitchen. It's not the halal pesach going down. But the same, you don't remember my house, I'm shocked. It just turns, the wall turns, so that the tzuras ha-pesach from the dining room into the kitchen, on the right side, if you make a right, you go to the staircase going down to the basement. So I have one mezuzah there, it's the right for both. Right, for both. That's what the Taz learns. Taz not going to argue with the Mordechai and the Ran, but he's defending Rashi. He's saying Rashi meant, that's what he meant, Pesach Shachayre Adelas. You have a door, and then in the back of it, you have another Pesach. So, I have, by me, it's no door, it's just a doorway, but it's two, and I talk about one mezuzah there. What? A revolving door. A revolving door is the same as a regular door. A revolving door is an opening. And instead of putting in doors that go this way, they put in doors that go that way. But the tzuras ha-pesach of the revolving door is the same, just they put in a circular contraption for that turns.
But the one door is used for coming in, the other one is for coming out.
That's a door? It's one doorway. You're counting the middle revolving post as a doorpost. Interesting question. You put a mezuzah on the revolving doorpost. I think you only need a mezuzah on the right side of the post. The revolving door is just a regular tzuras ha-pesach. Instead of putting in a double door, they put in a contraption. But the doorway is the same doorway. They're separate doorways. In a revolving door, it's one big doorway. Okay, if you look at the post in the middle, then it depends if it's a tefach. Is it a tefach? More than a tefach.
What is the tefach? I got the tefach. Maybe a lavud is after
three. Yeah, someone else asked that. Why is it a tefach? Why is the shir a tefach? I'm assuming that a regular door post is a tefach. Where does the shir come from? Oh, you know where? From Erevin. Erevin, a mavui needs a tzuras ha-pesach, needs a tefach. It's enough of mashu, but mashu mishteitz da'adim. No, the altar needs more. It really doesn't need it. I'm really wrong. It's tzuras ha-pesach doesn't need a. It doesn't need a tefach. It needs a tzuras ha-pesach as a filu string is also good for tzuras ha-pesach. Just like it's good for the kair, it's good for the lechi. So I'm not sure where the tefach comes from.
But
Hecker needs a tefach.
A lechi by itself needs a tefach.
Only where it's al tekker. The lechi needs, it should be able to hold a delish al kash. There's no shear. There's no shear.
The Korah has to hold it.
No, when you have a lechi by itself, it's enough even plaster on the wall. No, just a layer of paint. When you have a Pesach and a Korah, it has to be able to hold the Delishal Kash. It has to be strong enough. There's no shear of a tefach there. It has to be able to hold the Delishal Kash. That's what it
says.
No, that's the Kairos has to hold.
Yeah. That's
a Kairos, not a Tzusa Pesach.
It's
nothing to do with the Mesusa. What? What? Oel is a Tefa. Oel is a Tefa, it's true. Okay. What? Collapsible doorway? You mean a real tent? Okay, so we'll get to it in Sifchav Beis. Hold, we'll get to Sifchav Beis. You're right. We'll get to Sifchav Beis. We'll see. Okay? Chav Beis. So we'll get to it in a couple of minutes. We'll get to it yet today, believe it or not. All right. Chav Aleph is much more common. Pesach Echad v'cholkai ba'amud bein tayim. Now this is quite common. Where you have, like, sort of like here, where you have an entranceway, you have two entranceways, and there's a beam between the two entranceways. That's the thing. And it's interesting, in Kiyap HaGuda, in the Masmina Beis Medrash, there are two double doors with a post between them. You come into the lobby, and then again, there are two doors with a post between them going into the Beis Medrash. So someone came to you with a taina. He said, one set of double doors has two mezuzahs. And the other set of double doors only has one mezuzah. So I told him, I walked with him over. I said, see, this one is more than a tefach. So it needs two mezuzahs. This one is less than a tefach, so it needs one mezuzah. That's pashut. That's what it says here. Pesach Echad. No, this is talking not on a corner. This is talking on a flat wall. Pesach Echad v'cholku or v'cholkai ba'amud bein tayim. One entrance way with a beam down the middle. Anything that looks like its own door, because it has heketzir, it just means it has its own hinges and the doorpost. Anything that doesn't have a something to hold the hinges on the middle post, then that middle omer is considered to be just for beauty, and if it's just for beauty, then it's nothing. What?
The two middle doors will fall off if you don't have it.
Okay. The I hear the idea of a tefach is the following. I think it's in the Lashon HaTaz. Let's see the Taz. Yeah. Eina Amud Mechalkai. Now the Mechaber didn't say anything about a tefach. He talked about whether it holds it. Mevor Bitur, Hainu. Hu Bederech She'ein Nevdolin Zeh Mezeh. Now here's where it's hard to touch to words. The two doorways are not separate. Ela Im Zeh Niftach Gam HaSheini Niftach. When is it Potter? If one opens, the second one opens as well. How do you understand that? What?
It's like a revolve. It's revolved and not completely.
It's automated. You're thinking it's automated. If one opens, the other opens.
No. It's
One double door. It's just one double door. Okay. That, I would understand that way. It means that it's used together. If the two doorways are used together, then it's enough for a mezuzah. Mashayken, if ye shar echad godol. Some houses have a big fancy entrance. The Sabach Le Sharkot, next to it a small entrance. Kederach HaAshirim, like the wealthy people, She'enu Reitzim Shashar HaGod Liyah Pesuach. They don't want to use the main door all the time. Elam Mishtab Shetabim Bekotin, Rak Leprakim Begadlo, Bezet Tzarek Beis Mezuzahs. If you have such a two doors next to each other where they're used differently, they're not meant to be used as one entrance way. One is for Chashuv, the people who come, and one is for the rest of us, all the ordinary people that come. So then, that's the, even if the doorway is less than a tefach, I shouldn't say tefach, it doesn't say the word tefach, it says even if what's between them is not chashuv, so that it's all one, that it's separate psachim. When is it one Pesach? Im kizeh niftach, gam hasheni niftach. If they use together, and then they're chayiv in a mezuzah if they use together. And the criteria is if what's there is just l'noi ba'alma, then it is that way. So
you
need together means when people come to daven, they enter both entrances. They both this door, these two doorway. Everyone uses them both together. What? This will happen. You know what? By minute, it's used that way. If it's used as one, then it's one doorway. If it's not used as one, then it's two doorways. And therefore, that's what it should be. It should depend on. What? I'm sorry. Yeah, like since you have a, all right, that would be the two doorways. That's what the Taz is saying. So Reb Chaim Knievsky on this sif brings the shear of a tefach. In the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say tefach. It says if it's a noy ba'alma, then it's potter. Chaim Knievsky brings that if it's less than a tefach, that's called just l'noy ba'alma. Now, okay. Now here in the shul down here we have the opening into the small base medrash, and you have the poles in between. We did not put mezuzahs on those poles, although they're more than a tefach. They don't have a tzir, they're more than a tefach, because those poles we wouldn't want them there. They're there only because they're support beams, and we already learned that something that's there only for support beams, and somebody have a support beam and you work it into the architecture of the house, that should be a tzuras ha-pesach. Here, there's no desire for a tzuras ha-pesach there. And that's why it's just there for support. And things that are just there to be a support beam are not mechayiv mezuzah. It has to be a tzuras ha-pesach. If it's for noy ba'alma, it's potter. If it's to make a tzuras ha-pesach, somebody puts up pillars, then they have a thing, they make nice fancy pillars out of it, then it would be chayiv.
What about a screen door?
The screen door? It's interesting. If you have a screen door and a regular door, so we're going to have later, as long as the mezuzah is within a tefach of both doorways, you don't need two mezuzahs. So even if you have two doors, but if the mezuzah is within a tefach of each, then it's fine. It does talk about a long beishar, the Gemara talks about, a long beishar, which a screen is also one big beishar. So the Gemara says it needs only one, I don't mean beishar, I mean shar. One big shar, like yeah, you have in Yerushalayim, you go in. The gate itself is very long. So the Gemara says it needs one mezuzah, it's one shar. You put it by tefach hasamach l'chutz, either to protect from, Rashi has two pshat, the Gemara actually has two pshatim, either sheyifka bai berishin, should be able to hit it right away, or it should keep the shade them out of the first tefach of the house. You don't want them coming in. I've seen this in fancy houses where the decorator put the mezuzah halfway through just for cosmetic reasons. You know, you want it to be so you have a, you want it to be symmetrical halfway through. So when you go halfway through, you got to move it back to the somebody here built himself a nice house. He don't live here anymore. He went to Besser and Abe, but he had me come to look at his house. I went to see his house, and this was one of the things. When I finished, I said to him, "Look, you didn't sell your current house. Just take this house. Donate it to yeshiva. It would be great for yeshiva. The rooms are big enough for classrooms. And the hallway is big enough for a beis medrash. And the two upstairs floors could be a perfect dormitory. You get a tax write-off and you'll be happy. You lived your whole life in a small house." So what did he say to me? My wife. Anyway, but the mezuzah was taka. He did the right thing. He asked where to put the mezuzah. But. Okay. All right, Sifchav Beis. We have concluded, except for the things I'll bring up next week, we have concluded the rules of what type of room needs a mezuzah. One thing we have not had, and I want to wait till next week to talk about it, is the status. Many of us have sheds in our backyards. The status of a shed, the gabi a mezuzah, if it has 49 square feet.
Right.
So I want to leave that for next week because I'm not 100% clear. I know in the Sefer Chayves Hador, he has a piece of what he calls a binya garua or a cheder garua. If it's just built to be a temporary thing, whether it's chayv and mezuzah. So hopefully you'll remember for next week to go into it. Rechov Beis is already the klolim. And there we come to a major machlokes rishonim and poskim. The din is easy. It's a gemara. Hasaycher bayis b'chutz laretz. Somebody who rents a house in chutz laretz, that means outside of Brooklyn, of Eretz Yisrael. Vador b'pundei Eretz Yisrael. Someone's in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael. Patam b'mezuzah shloishim yom. You get 30 days. Hasaycher bayis b'Eretz Yisrael chay b'mezuzah miyad. Even if you're a tenant in Eretz Yisrael, you chayv right away mishum yishum Eretz Yisrael. Because the Yish of Eretz Yisrael gives a chashivas to even one day of living there. Who adin l'shoyel bayis dina kaseicher. The same thing if you borrow and you have a kinyan. If you're just living as a guest, you're not chayiv. But if someone is mechayiv himself to lend it to you, so the same thing, 30 days in Chutz Laretz, immediately in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv in Mitzvah. The question is, what is the geder of 30 days? What is that a din Torah? That 30 days of Chutz Laretz is chayiv? Or is it a din derabbanan? It's a machlokes Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Tosfos in Menachos. Tosfos in Menachos actually brings both Mahalchim. What is the geder? And there's going to be tremendous nafkamina. If our houses that are rented, Secher Bayis b'Chutz Laretz, if you own a house in Chutz Laretz, you chayiv right away. If you rent a house in Chutz Laretz, why are you potter for 30 days? So Shachov Ches, just as forward, potter b'mezuzah, she'ena nikra adayin dira. It's not yet called a dira, less than 30 days. Now, that certainly sounds like it's a deraisa. The other pshat is that it's marisayin. That really only chayiv if you buy the Chutz Laretz. But if you rent, it's marisayin. That doesn't fit into the Shach. The Shach says, why do you get 30 days? She'enei nikra adayin dira. And therefore it's accepted that the Shach Shita is that a rented place is chayiv min ha-Taira. In Chutz Laretz, you chayiv min ha-Taira, and it has a Shem dira once it's 30 days. That's the Shita's Shach. That's a chashivas of 30 days is a chashiv amount of time. When you rent and don't move anything in your potter, even if you buy and don't move in your potter, right? Only it's mezuzah chayves hador. It's not the owner that's chayven the mezuzah, it's the one who dwells there, who stores things there. But if you people buy a house, they don't move in for a while, so they're certainly potter mezuzah.
But that's the 30 days once the shach, which is the
Meraisa. That's what it seems. Like the shach, if the 30 days.
Why has the
shach different? And Eretz Yisrael, it has a chashivas. No, but has it, what do you mean? No, as a chashiva, it's called a dira right away. A yid in Eretz Yisrael, right away is called a dira. You're going to stay there. Yid in Chutz Laretz doesn't matter. Yeah, Vidaraisa, certainly. In Chutz Laretz, that's certainly in Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael, even right away. Now,
if someone's traveling in Eretz Yisrael, one night here, one night there,
he's chayv mezuzah. Not only that, I mentioned Rav Sternbruch writes
that the hotels, 30 days.
No, in Eretz Yisrael, he means.
He said Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, Eretz Yisrael right away.
The Chutz Laretz. No, Eretz Yisrael.
Asaycher b'bayis Eretz Yisrael chayv mezuzah miyad. Someone who rents in Eretz Yisrael, your print doesn't say that. Sorry. Asaycher b'mezuzah Eretz Yisrael. Oh, b'pundik Eretz Yisrael. You mean it's inherently a pundik? I'm sorry. Patam mezuzah. Asaycher b'bayis. Okay, so you have to know what exactly it means. Okay. Yeah, you're right. So in the Shach, I don't know why it's such a strong raya. If Pundik is different, I have to take it back. I will see. Nachasvi brings the raya from the Shach. Okay, I take it back. Rav Sternbruch writes in his one of his svarim that those who have a chumra to rent the yichud room. So he says, now it's Yisrael. You have to put up mezuzah. You go to the Hilton. It's owned by Goyim. It's owned mezuzah. And then you rent it for a yichud room. So he says you chayav mezuzah right away. Why isn't that pundik? Not sure. If that's his taina, you should have to put it right away. What? Where? Why it's a dira, you don't sleep there, you eat there. So a dining room is chayiv, even though you don't sleep in a dining room. What? Oh, why is it a pundik? I don't know. I don't know. Why is it a pundik? I don't know.
What's the shir miyad?
Shir miyad? Commemorate. The amount of time it takes to say miyad. Okay, right away. You don't rent a table. They can move you from one table to another. Now, the Bar Plukta is Rabbi Kiva Eger.
If you own it,
of course, you have to put it right away.
If you don't move it to live in a
table? No, we only when you live there. Right. It's always only when you live there. All right, let's learn the Nachlas Tzvi. What? Yeah. If they can make you move from one to another, then it's not a real seicher. I don't know about Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's pundik, you mean. Maybe that's a pshat in pundik. They can move you out. Could be, I'm not sure. Let's learn the Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi is the Pischei Tshuvis Pulpula is a Nachlas Tzvi. What?
All the
Eretz
Yisrael is treated the same way?
It's like a
lot.
Whatever.
Where do you draw the...
It's an interesting question. Wherever, I'll tell you, there's a Radvaz al Rambam. The biggest side in Gevulas Eretz Yisrael is that there are two Gedorim of Gevulas Eretz Yisrael. There's Gevulas Eretz Yisrael for what we call Etzem Eretz Yisrael. We're burying there as a school, and Mrs. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. For all those dinim, some called Etzem Eretz Yisrael. And that's the whole Eretz Yisrael of Kibush Rishon. Of Yeshua's Gevulai Eretz Yisrael, L'chol HaPachas. Then there's Eilei Bavel. You know, the Gemara says, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel HaShaitav, like Kitchel HaSadlavai. Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel HaShaitav, Kitchel HaSadlavai. Kedusha Shnia is when they came the second time. The boundaries are in the Mishnah Gittin. Akko to the north. Akko to the north. That excludes a lot of northern Eretz Yisrael. And Ashkelon to the south, that includes a lot of southern Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though the Mishnah is Akko and Ashkelon, that's a box, Akko and Ashkelon. There are Ritzois Yaitzais, there are other pieces that go out that are also part of Eretz Yisrael. Hebron is more south than Ashkelon, but it's also part of Eretz Yisrael. But basically, the narrower boundaries, those boundaries, the Rambam says, the boundaries of Gittin are the boundaries for Trumas and Maestris and Shemitah. The Radvaz ala Rambam writes that there's Dinei Eretz Yisrael, Lagabi Trumas and Maisus, etc. And that's Kibush Bavel, that's the narrower boundaries. And then there's what he calls Etzem Eretz Yisrael. That is, for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, for Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he mentions, you know where it is, the Radvaz is by Dinei Nevuah. Nevuah is not Chal only by Eretz Yisrael. He says for the Hilchas of Nevuah being Chal, and Kedusha, Lagabe, Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's the bigger boundaries, because that's what he calls Etzem Eretz Yisrael, just that he didn't live there by the Bayis Sheni. So, yeah, Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. It's a much wider and longer boundary. Anyway, getting back, this Nachlas Tzvi talks halacha l'maisa. When you rent in Chutz Laretz, why are you chayiv only in 30 days? Now, I'll tell you now, the nafkamina we're going to get to is a nafkamina halacha l'maisa, whether when you commit, you sign a lease, you commit for more than 30 days, are you chayiv immediately? Or you only chayiv on the 31st day? Let's learn the Nachlas Tzvi, and we'll see that there are two shittas. Mash hasaych bayis b'chosar is pata bezuzah lamed yaim. Mash ba'afid socha bayis al shara tmima. Even though you signed a lease for a full year, and a kaveh mezuzah ad lach alamed. V'chei mash al shara bayis kol shalashim yaim pater. Ulam, however, b'sidrat fila shal hagoy melisa. In the sidr derech hachayim, which is of the Goy Melisa's the Deceivus, Hetik, he writes the following. Hasaycher bayis ad shloishim yayim pater. If you rented a house for up to 30 days, you pater, mashma. If sachal yayisam alam el chayim biyad, but sarachim and ayin lo yisab, achad the kaim lan sechay in a chayim, achmed the rabbanon, ach alamim, shum de mezi kishaloi, you can't take lamim lo mezi kishaloi, machilak yayishim yadu bay gam lach alamim. The tachasvinem zon, that it's in the rabbanon. Asmarisayin, because it looks like he's going to be there more than 30 days. If it's a drabonon, Asmarisayin, so even if you sign a lease for a year, you're put in the first 30 days. V'nira, where did the Derech HaChaim get this from? Nibshach achad divrei hashach sukot l'chot chesh ha'kazavatam. That shoshim yeh potashay v'yekrad ayin dira ayin sham. He's going with the shachl paskins and stay raisa. Just as that called a dira. What's the loyba have a dira sarai? V'tamzi yisim taisis menachas taf mem dalit. That it's a day raisis taisis shita menachas. Shab kasu kumay dabi nabava basram darbi alami yam hari yakan shayya yir ayin sham. Our people ask, where does the number 30 come? It comes from taxes. Right there in the dinam of paying taxes, or it's a dock in the city. If you live there 30 days, you're a resident. The kid up, Shapir, Omar, Dimyo, the boy, Gamach, Alam, Idloy, Avadir, Sarai, Chai, Miyad, Ogamli, in Sadokam, Daitel, Shtake, Chai, Miyad, Kule, El Rashan, Vot, Sifay. Indeed, it's Sadoka, you're a member of the city if you come to live there for more than 30 days. So, Manela, we have clear the Derech HaChayim and the Shach hold. The Chiv is immediate if you commit to living there more than 30 days. However, Avobem is Dimya Shach Tzarechian. The Bar Plukta here is Rabbi Kiva Eger. He holds that Taisus like Kosul came Rak Lamad the Rotsu Limer, the Secha Chaim and Dereisa. He holds it's only Taisus Habamina that a Secha is Chaim and Dereisa. I'm a mind because Shom Oid Svara. But Taisus then writes, the Midereisa Lailam Potter, the Mina Beis Chadi Doch. Mina Torah renter is always Potter. Mark Midro Barachaye, Vachalab de Merzi Kishalai. Rabbi Kiva Eger passes it to the Rabbana, and then the Rebbe Disraeli Yikik Kesvarezu. Chekos Tais Avay Dizar Chafalif. For Rosh Melchus Ketanis, that's only the Rabbana Memela. Hadu Techlam Epata Duk Meyadina Ayin Sham. He said the Rabbana Daf from Reitz Alado Kamishan and made Chayluk Faya Ad Laachar Lamid. That's what he says. So now, turns out we have here two shitas, the Shach and the Derech HaChayim on one side. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nachasir on the other side, some place we shine him. When you rent, you sign a lease, if you have to put it up right away, or you don't have to put it up right away. Rav Maisha, Digris Maisha, I think it's Chuva Kuf Pei Aleph in the first year of the day, says to be Nayig like the Derech Chaim, but not to make a bracha until the 31st day, which I think is the minig, that we put up a mezuzah right away if we commit for more than 30 days, but we don't. But we don't make a bracha till later. Now, it's over last year, you missed it. Okay.
What do you do?
One second. That's a good question. 1 second. The Debesina Ravin at Tshuva writes that nowadays, in those days a bungalow, today people have houses for bungalows, but the old-fashioned bungalows where people for any minor level of discomfort go back home. So in such a case, a bungalow, you never have to put to 31 days. Even if you mechayiv yourself, in my experience, at least the old-fashioned bungalows, is that, people went home. I remember one time there was a couple of kids, a doctor, one of these traveling doctors came, and he found that three or four children in the bungalow colony had scarlet fever, one of these things. So we packed up our kids. We had then a bunch of little kids. We just packed up and went home. It turned out his tests were left in the car, in the hot car, too long. So he got 3-4 people with scarlet fever. But you know, you just picked up and you went home. So for a Tam Kol Shehu. So he said, like a bungalow nowadays, so there you wait till the 31st day. But the point is that it's a real suffix lahalacha. If a renter is chayiv min ha-tayri after 30 days, or just midrabbanu because the marisayin, and it's impossible to be a machriya. Yavi a machloikis the derech hachayim Rabbi Kiva Eger lemaisa. It's very, very difficult to be machriya. And here Chaim Knievsky writes that roiv hold its drabbanu, but Chaim Knievsky in Shar Tzion, I think he writes that roiv hold its drabbanu. But anyway, be that as it may, it's very, very hard to be machriya. Ramesh, I'm sorry, is Kufay and Tess. The Archa Shulchan also seems to hold this Min HaTorah. The Chai Adam, there's a high sophist of the Chai Adam, also holds this Min HaTorah. See, Rav Chaim writes, hold it's the Rabbanan. It's really the Archa Chaim, the Chai Adam. Ramesh, hold that you have to be Chayshish Alisis Tereisa. So, Allah Chalamais, you have to be Chayshish Tereisa. It's an interesting Shaila. What happens if someone's renting and he puts up a mezuzah and then he buys the house? Does he have to take it off and put it on again? When he put it on, he was around. Never is chayv min atayr all along. Nothing to talk about. Is chayv drabanan what? Okay. The truth is that it's not so pashut. The mitzvah, at the end, the very end, that's the suffix. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you put on a talis when it's still night, when day comes, you make a bracha. You don't take it off and put it on again. It says, you memashmesh b'tzitziyaisav, and you make a bracha. Why don't you take it off and put it on again? There's no mitzvah to put on a talis. The mitzvah is to have tzitzis on dalek kavis that you're wearing. So you don't take it off and put it on again. A mezuzah that you put on before 30 days, it comes day number 31, do you have to take it off and put it on again? No. It's uchsavtem ha-mezuzah b'sechov yisharecha. There's a mitzvah that there should be a mezuzah on the doorway. As a matter of fact, Rav Palm said, they showed him in one of the Haintik Asfarim, 31st day, take it off and put it on again. So Rav Palm said, what heter do you have to have the house without a mezuzah for 1 minute? For 1 minute, that minute, you take off the mezuzah, it's chayiv a mezuzah. Maybe you'd be mechuyev to take it off as well. You're not mechuyev to take it off. Just like you have a mashrish with tzitziyaisav, you kiss the mezuzah, the tamezuzah, and that's it. You make a bracha. Now what happens if the 31st day is Shabbos? When is the 31st day of Shabbos? You make the bracha on Shabbos. So Rav Palm told people to make the bracha on Friday. Because it's already, whatever, whether it's a Marisayin, you're there for 30, everyone knows you're not moving out on Shabbos. And whether it's Asdivas Kavah, it's already Erev Shabbos. So he told people to make the bracha on Erev Shabbos. You make a bracha, look for him, it's on Shabbos. It's a little funny. So to do it on Erev Shabbos, and that's the way.
Probably the person who rents and then buys.
It's Mustaver that he just kisses the mezuzah. Let's just know Sifchav Gimel, so we finish the simin. Hasaycher bayis beini Yehudi chayv mezuzah. It doesn't matter who owns it; it's an old rule. The owner is not mechayv mezuzah. The chayv hador, the one who lives there, is the one that's chayv mezuzah. Rav David, I'm sorry, David, I interrupted you. It's straight shemek l'tfayah mezuzah Shabbos. That was the only thing. What? I don't know this man. Opinion at Ben, we don't do the pinion till after, because we don't want to lose the bracha. It's one of the reasons that's given. Why don't do it in our Shabbos?